Well, we finally achieved this milestone. DFW Airport reached 100 degrees yesterday. That's where the records are kept, and that's what goes down in the record books. You know, typically we should experience 20 triple-digit temperatures in a calendar year. We're going to add two more to our count of one, both today and tomorrow. I'm glad everyone can return to some sense of normality now that we've hit 100 degrees. We're going to reach again that mark today with a high of around 101, maybe as hot as 103 for tomorrow in some areas. Heat index values will be well over 105 degrees. That's why we have the heat advisories in place. But a cold front will edge into our northwestern counties by Thursday late afternoon and evening, prompting scattered showers and storms. Some of these storms will drift across North Texas through the overnight hours and then reform wherever that front is draped on Friday, somewhere right across the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Dangerous lightning, brief heavy rainfall, and also gusty winds are the threats. The severity looks to remain low, but we could have a few strong storms on Friday across the area, and temperatures may not get above 90 degrees. All right, as of now, it appears the best chance for showers and storms this weekend will be along and south of Interstate 20. Highs will only reach the low 90s on Saturday. We may get up into the mid-90s on Sunday, depending on sunshine. But there's one more chance for showers and storms. I'm going to keep an eye on a complex in Oklahoma as it dives close to the Red River on Monday morning. Some data keeps it to our northeast. We'll see what happens. Otherwise, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s again for Monday. We'll be back in the upper 90s on Tuesday and approaching 100 by the middle of next week. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center.